Oh, I'm loyal, the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh, I'm loyal, the best of protectors, so protect me.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our beautiful program أسماء الحسنى Blessed Names of Allah عز وجل And as you know, Alhamdulillah, in each episode we mention a name of Allah or sometimes even more than one name and then explain it in light of what the ulama have written. And what the ulama have written is based on Quran, Hadith, Aqwal of the Aslaf rahimahumullahu ta'ala. So it's a very enjoyable discussion, Alhamdulillah, very fruitful, very knowledgeable discussion that we have in each episode. And to begin with, the name that we are going to mention is Al-Wasi'. Waw, Alif, Sin, and Ayn. Wasi'. Wasi' means the one who is vast. And we'll explain, inshallah, how this relates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what meaning is taken when applying this name to Allah azza wa jal. So when something is vast, something is great, large in number, in amount, the one who owns that is referred to as wasi'. Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to as wasi'? This vastness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which things is it found in? Inshallah, let's listen to this in light of the Quran. Way that this name applies to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-wasi'. Is that in the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal has given numerous dala'il, proofs and evidence for His Lordship, for Him being Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Him being the Creator, Him being the one who originated everything. So many dala'il that one cannot do inkar, one cannot reject this. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Creator, is the Lord, is the God of everything. And if you look at the Razzaqiyya of Allah, Him giving sustenance, if you look at Him being the Malik, Him being Khaliq, then all of this points to the fact that He is the Creator, He is the Lord of everything. And this is how Al-Wasi' applies to Him. When we look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's boundless, it's limitless, it's endless. Allah Jalla wa Ala is Al-Wasi' in terms of His Rahmah as well. So wasi', so vast in terms of His Rahmah. Let us listen to some Quranic verses in this regard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ This is from Ayatul Kursi, the famous Ayatul Kursi that we read regularly, alhamdulillah. So, وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ The kursi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is greater than the heavens and the earth. It's more vast than the heavens and the earth. You look at the earth, for example. There are so many things in the earth that are considered massive, large in terms of size. And when we ponder, when we do ghor, when we do tafakkur, we contemplate, we'll find many such examples. If you look at a house, for example, a mansion that somebody has constructed, when we look at that mansion, and social media people post everything and anything nowadays, they post their houses as well, and we come across such videos. And you think, wow, how massive is this house? You know, the rooms are never ending. I'm saying this as an exaggeration, but look how much space there is in the mansion. It's got a separate area for the swimming pool, a separate area for, you know, the guest room, the lounge, the kitchen is massive, the bedrooms, it's not just one floor, it's multiple floors. And you look at it, you think, wow, massive. You look at the area around it, the courtyard, the gardens, everything. But the reality is that that house that we see, regardless of how big it may be in our mind, it only covers a certain area of the land. And in comparison to the entire land, it's nothing, it's small. And then we go further, and we realize that majority of the earth that we live on is covered in water. Majority of it isn't land. Land is only a certain amount, a certain part of it. Majority of it is oceans and rivers and water. And despite the technological advances, scientific advances, we still don't know every single part of the earth. There's so many places yet to be analyzed and looked at deeply. Meaning, this world is massive. This world is so great that we haven't been able to fathom the world and the amount of things in the world. So this was in terms of the land. Then we look at the water. This is even a greater task, a more difficult task. Research is carried out on a daily basis. New discoveries are unearthed. We realize that a certain ocean is so many deep. And this research, this investigation is ongoing. And every day new and new things surface and new information is gained as well. So that's the earth. What about the heavens? The heavens itself, subhanAllah, a beautiful creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and still again research, investigation, all of this is taking place. You know, how big it is exactly, what things it contains exactly, and the human intellect, the human mind is limited. And we have to continue researching, continue gathering information. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the entire world, has created the earth, has created the heavens. And the greatest thing, the most vast thing from the creation, even more vast than the heavens and the earth, is what? The Kursi, which is also referred to as the Arsh, the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the greatest thing in creation in terms of size. And this Arsh is greater than all of these heavens that you see, all of the land that you see. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ar-Rahmanu alal Arshi istawa. That Rahman performed istiwa upon the arsh according or befitting his shan, his excellence. How that is, exactly, Allah knows best. The ulama have explained that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has qudra, power and authority over the kursi as well, the arsh as well. He owns the arsh as well. He is the owner of the great arsh. How vast will that kursi and that arsh be, subhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said then, that wasi'a kursiyuhu samawati wal ard, that his kursi, his arsh, this is more vast than the heavens and the earth. We won't be able to fully measure how big it is or know how big it is. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has qudra, authority over the arsh. He has ownership of the arsh. They are in the possession of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in another verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this vastness of his. And he says, Surah Baqarah verse 115, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. And the east and the west all belong to Allah. فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا, wherever you turn, فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ, there you will find the countenance of Allah. You will find Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Indeed, Allah is wasi', the vast one, alim, all-knowing. This verse, the ulama say, was revealed when the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in performed namaz in the wrong direction at night by mistake, and they didn't face the Qibla, as we know in Al-Makkatul Mukarrama. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said here that the Mashriq, the Maghrib, all belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wherever you turn to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every place belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here we are told that if by mistake a person is not able to ascertain the direction of Qibla and he performs in another direction, and it happens when we're traveling, when we're somewhere where we cannot locate the direction of Qibla, and it can happen, and there a person is forgiven. So Mashriq and Maghrib all belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in regards to fard, obligatory salah, then here the ulama have created a distinction, or mentioned a distinction rather, that fard namaz has to be performed facing the Qibla. And Qibla, this is the direction of our prayer, but we actually worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're not worshiping the Kaaba al-Musharraf, of course, otherwise we'll fall into polytheism. So worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the direction, the Qibla, that we must face is Al-Kaaba al-Musharraf. And this is a hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a command that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has given. So, everywhere, every direction, east, west, wherever you look, this belongs to Allah. Allah has qudra over that land, over that place. Allah has knowledge regarding that place. Allah has power over that place as well, subhanAllah. That's what we learn from this noble verse. Now, the biggest attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of his vastness is his mercy, no doubt, that his mercy encompasses everything. And whoever receives mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's received a great blessing indeed. But in some places of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this name of his, and also mentions another attribute along with it, which shows, and this is what the ulama say, it shows that that attribute, if somebody is blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in regards to that attribute, then this is a great blessing indeed, subhanAllah. For example, in the Quran, Allah Jalla wa'ala says, الشيطان يعيدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء. That shaitan, he promises you faqr, poverty, and he orders you with immodesty. وَاللَّهُ يَعِدُكُمْ مَغْفِرَةً مِّنْهُ وَفَضْلًا. And Allah promises you maghfirah from him, forgiveness from him, and fadla, and grace as well. The reward for obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and doing good deeds is what? That Allah will grant you forgiveness and he will grant you grace as well. I mean, he will grant you more blessings as well. Wallahu wasi'un alim. And Allah is the vast one. Allah is all-knowing. Allah is wasi', Allah is alim. So we learn that anyone who gains maghfirah, anyone who gains fadl, these are massive things for a person. These are big blessings for a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wasi', and the forgiveness that He grants to a person, the fadl that He grants to a person will be vast as well, subhanAllah. So we must ensure that we are making ourselves deserving of these things. Straight after this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, يُؤْتِ الْحِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. That He grants wisdom to whomsoever He wants. And as for the one who is granted wisdom, then he has been given khayran kathira. He's been given abundant goodness, subhanAllah. So we learn from this verse, the ulama say, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being wasi', one thing that entails is that He grants hikmah to someone. Hikmah is what? Wisdom, insight, having prudence, being able to make right decisions based on that wisdom, subhanAllah. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the attribute of wasi' is manifest, then a person receives wisdom from his court, subhanAllah. And the one who receives wisdom, is received an abundant amount of goodness, subhanAllah. In another verse of the Quran, Allah Jalla wa Ala speaks about those who spend in His way. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالًا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلَ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Meaning, the maqsood, the purpose of this verse is to describe those who spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever spends one, just say £1, he will receive 700 pounds reward in return. 700 times the amount that he gave. وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. And Allah will increase it, multiply it for whomsoever He wants. وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah is vast, Allah is alim, subhanAllah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His treasures are endless, limitless. They are filled, subhanAllah. So what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person from His treasures, that is the greatest thing a person can receive. And His treasures are limitless, they are endless, subhanAllah. So imagine receiving the blessings of Allah. In another verse, Surah Bani Israel, verse 20, Allah Jalla wa'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ عَطَاءُ رَبِّكَ مَحْظُورًا. And there is none that can restrict the bestowal of your Lord. And Allah gives, who can restrict it? No one can prevent it. There is none that can do that, subhanAllah. So we learn, hikmat, being given wisdom, is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever Allah has granted wealth to, maal, and then he spends that in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is also a blessing, being given the tawfiq to spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moving on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned His mercy in various places in the Quran, and especially the vastness of His mercy. So in one verse, in Surah A'raf, verse 156, Allah Jalla wa'ala says, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. And my mercy, this encompasses everything. It's greater than everything. It's more vast than everything. Now Allah Ta'ala also shows wrath as well. He shows mercy, but He also shows wrath as well. But His mercy is dominant over His wrath. It's a hadith Qudsi actually related by the Prophet ﷺ. It says, سَبَقَتْ رَحْمَتِي غَضَبِي. That my mercy, this precedes my anger. This is dominant over my anger. Now this mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we ponder, we'll find it everywhere in creation. People sin day and night, but they are recipients of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite having a mountain of sins, Allah Jalla wa Ala forgives them. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in one hadith we're told, if a person fills the earth with sins, this is how many sins he does. This is the example given, that if his sins fill the earth, and then he comes to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after having done that, filling the earth with sins, that many sins, and he does rujoo to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he seeks forgiveness, Allah Jalla wa Ala forgives him. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful to that person. This is because the mercy of Allah is vast, and He forgives whomsoever He likes. No one can tell Him what to do. As for the angels who pick up the arsh, subhanAllah, they're described in the Quran as well. There are four in total. And on the Day of Judgment, their amount, their quantity will be eight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said regarding them in Surah Mu'min, الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشَ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. That those who carry the arsh and those who are around it, يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ, they glorify with the praise of their Lord. وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ, and they believe in Him. وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and they seek forgiveness for those who believe. Allahu Akbar. Allah Jalla wa Ala continues, رَبَّنَا وَسِعَتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا. O our Lord, Your mercy and Your knowledge is more vast than everything. فَغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. So forgive those who repented and who followed Your way. وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ, and save them from the punishment of hellfire. Allahu Akbar. And after the Anbiya alayhi salam, those angels alayhi salam who carry the arsh, they are the greatest in creation. What do they say? رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا. O Allah, Your mercy and knowledge encompasses everything. They're greater than everything. They pray for those who repent. They pray for those who follow the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they also pray that the believers are saved from the fire of hell. Allahu Akbar. How fortunate are we? May Allah Jalla wa'ala give us the tawfiq to repent and follow His way so that we can become deserving of this dua as well. So to conclude, Al-Wasi', the one who is vast, Allah is Al-Wasi'. What do we need to do in regards to this name? How do we implement it in our lives? If Allah has given us something, we should also spend it with vastness as well. Whether that's knowledge, whether that's money, whatever He has granted us, we should demonstrate, subhanAllah, the blessings of this name by giving in such a way, in a wasi' way, in a great way, in a vast way. The second thing, a person should never despair from the mercy of Allah. His mercy is wasi', is vast, encompasses everything, is greater than everything. So inshaAllah ta'ala, never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Repent in His court, do ruju' to His court, and inshaAllah you will gain a share of that mercy. Allah Jalla wa Ala grant us the blessings of His names. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Al-Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Oh Allah, You're the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh Allah, You're the best of protectors, so protect me.